Today on the God Pod,
I've decided to let you back into heaven. What do you think?
I don't know what to say. This is so nice of you. Thank you so much, God.
Maybe we should team up against this agency.
Ooh, I love a spinoff series.
Think of it like a buddy cop film.
Uh-huh.
Me and you back to back, cradling our Smith & Wesson's sunglasses.
Dude, we gotta pitch this to TNT. They would love this shit.
God and Satan team up. There's some evil that's just too evil.
I was a life coach for a little bit, and I saw a life coach for a little bit.
Every life coach I ever met had the most fucked up life possible.
Well, that's how they coach you through it. They go, look, man, I fucked up.
I've been through some shit that makes me Yoda now. Hi, everyone. God here. You're listening to The God Pod. I'm here today with my pal, Satan. What's up, Satan?
Hey, what's up?
Wow. Well, thanks for joining me today, Satan. It's a special day. You know what it is? It's the third birthday of The God Pod.
Yeah. Yay. Oh, wow. That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah. We're 3 years old. We're pooping in the potty.
Congratulations. That's huge. You guys have not pooped in the potty yet.
We're wearing pull-up diapers now.
Wow.
That's really into dinosaurs again.
You came back to it.
I came back to it. No, yeah, you always come back to the scene of the crime. But yeah, it's a big doings. We're a big kid now.
Wow.
Not just a lump of clay. Yeah, we're real. I mean, and as if to put a point on it, this week we reached the top 150 on the charts in the comedy podcast charts. Satan, that's a big deal for us.
That's huge for us. That's absolutely huge for us.
Come out of nowhere, and now we're charting. Okay, we're up there with the likes of, who have I seen there, John Hodgman?
Oh, John Hodgman.
You know who that is.
No idea who John Hodgman is.
He missed the John Hodgman phase of the world. But, you know, there's things I recognize, at least.
Hey, God. Hey, Jesus. Add some, like, congratulations sound effects. 3, 2, 1. Congratulations, God. Oh, you did
it.
He
is a jolly good God. Yeah.
Wow.
You're not supposed to start that song for yourself.
Are you trying to say that I should start it for you?
No, I was starting it for you because it's awkward to do it for yourself.
It just feels like it. Well, yes, I do take full credit for this win.
Yeah.
It's me. I did it. I got us to 150.
Hey, bro, I think it was like a combo, me and you together.
Oh, hell yeah.
Light in the darkness, united. It's like that meme of the muscly arms just like
coming together and going, yeah, let's get,
yeah,
let's not fix world hunger. Let's get to the top 150 podcasts.
Hey, if you want to donate to help fight world hunger, we encourage you to do that now.
Just not here.
I'll match you dollar for dollar.
Wow, really?
Uh-huh.
What charity will you match? This is a good test for you.
See, this is where it's always like, what charity is the right one? Because any charity you come up, someone's like, oh yeah, this you, and then they bring up something bad about the charity, and you're like, shit, I didn't mean to support that charity. So we have to do a thorough investigation first, right, Satan?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, but we encourage you to do that investigation for yourself. Do the research. Donate.
Yes, we have no charity sponsorship deal. We don't have any ties to charity. But if you feel like
I just don't know which ones to trust,
go ahead.
I don't know which ones to trust. You know, if you're at the drugstore and they're like, do you want to donate $1 to fight blah, blah, blah?
Don't do this.
Because if you do that, right, now you're just basically helping that company pay its taxes.
Yeah. They take it. They say they donated the money.
And they take like 95% of it for themselves.
Uh-huh.
Maybe. You know, these are things you've heard. You only need to hear them one time. You're like, you're not getting my money, Walgreens.
Exactly. Well, you want to donate to charity? You mean you want me to donate for you to charity so you can get the tax write-off?
Yeah, you donate that money through Walgreens, and then they're like, April Fools, we're keeping it. So let's get to some of the top news stories of the day. What do you say, Satan?
Hell yeah. Looks, all right. I'm ready. I'm in it.
Trump's Truth Social sees 5,000% rise in traffic since launch. Twitter and Facebook now very worried about new rival.
What? This is crazy.
Right.
Where are they? When did that happen?
This last week since launch.
So it's grown 5,000%.
Yeah. Twitter is in trouble. Traffic and Twitter has gone. April Fools!
April Fools.
The real story is that Trump's Truth Social app plummets in traffic, sees 93% drop in signups since launch week. It's a complete and utter failure. They can't do the tech. Okay. And Devin Nunes left Congress to oversee this thing. It's just pretty funny. I mean, it's par for the course, right? Trump does anything, it's a complete failure.
Well, I love this. I love this look. I love that Devin Nunes left Congress finally because he's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope he never comes back. You know? Mm-hmm.
You have other and this plans
is
for
the,
him.
This is my favorite day of the year. Did I say that? It's my favorite day of the year.
Yeah. That was pretty good, right? That was a good April Fool's. That was a
that
fun
was
one.
Good.
That was a feel-good
that
one.
That got me.
That was a feel-good one. It's not succeeding. It's failing bigly.
I'll do this next story, and this is 100% not. This is serious. Everybody's heard this.
Yeah.
100% of humans have microplastics in their bloodstream. 100%.
Oh, April Fools.
April Fools. It's only 80%.
It's only 80. Yeah.
Oh, so one out of five of us is fine. Absolutely fine.
Another feel good story to follow up from that first one. Yeah, apparently humans, their blood is now like, you know, they've all got, I was reading this story. This is absolutely crazy. Okay, it comes from drinking bottled water. It comes from plastic being used in clothing and then that going through the wash and then that filtering down to the water supply.
Wow.
And so the average American, I think, now consumes a credit card worth of plastic per week.
Oh my. It's not staying in our system though, right?
In their systems? I don't know. I mean,
well, I'm assuming
they poop
a
lot of it out.
I just eat credit cards sometimes and I'm just yeah, that's sticks in your system.
I take a lot of them out. And yeah, that's a good way to get rid of them so that when the creditors show up, you're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. It's like I have no
proof. It's the perfect crime. You just convert it to shit. So yeah, this is pretty crazy. Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder how this happened. Maybe putting everything we ever touch, own, eat, put on in plastic wasn't the best idea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe supplying big oil companies with another reason to produce wasn't a good idea either.
Bottle water out of a metal cup. Yeah, so be careful, humans. Read up about it because it can, you know, if you have issues, it can make it worse. It can affect your gut. You know, you can take steps to lower the amount of plastic in your bloodstream, which seems like a reachable goal.
Yeah.
Should be. To at least, maybe you're never going to eliminate it because it's in the water supply, but you can like lower it.
Yeah. And I'm excited for people to write in and tell us about how they're lowering their plastic consumption.
Yeah. Lower your plastic A1C today.
And never forget, at any point during this podcast, you can donate to a charity that we are not connected to.
At any point. We encourage
this,
you.
Our April Fool's podcast 3-year birthday is a fundraiser for any charity.
It's a fundraiser and it's a fundraiser.
And
anytime.
And let us know if you donated right now. And you'll be entered into the chance to win.
Whatever. You know, I don't know, not whatever, though, because there could be things they're donated to where, like, I don't agree with that.
It's a chance. You were entered in a chance to win. Like, if you donate to Marjorie Taylor Greene's, you know.
I'm not going to match that dollar for dollar, no.
But maybe do that. Everybody donate as a joke, April's Fools. Donate to something you think God would hate, and that now he has
no,
to
match. No, don't
for
do
dollar
that.
For
don't
dollar.
Give MTG.
I love
Damn
this
it, Satan.
Idea.
Satan never takes a day off. All right. Well, that's right. It is April Fool's Day. Let's review the origin of this day. Do you know what it is, Satan?
I believe April Fool's, also known in Latin as Aprila Fulaga, is an old tradition passed down from the Swedes. The Norse people used to celebrate their gods like Loki and Thor by coming together on what would seem today as the first day of harvest and play tricks on each other. Uh-huh. Using Loki is the god of trickery, but also the god of harvest. So in order to celebrate him. And slowly it disseminated when the Romans came and took over some of the Nordic countries. Yeah. April Fools, don't know what I'm talking about.
That totally is not matching what I'm reading on Wikipedia, dude.
All right, give it to me straight then.
A disputed association between the 1st of April and foolishness is in Geoffrey Chaucer's The Canterbury Tales. From
classic.
Classic. You remember that old ditty from 1392?
One of the funniest books ever.
Yeah. I love it too. In the Nun's Priest's Tale, a vain cock, Chanticleer, is tricked by a fox on Since March Began 30 Days and 2, i.e. 32 days since March began, which is the 1st of April. Yes. It was the first
that
April Fool's joke. Yeah.
Tricked that cock so hard.
A cock tricked a fox on what day it was. And that was the beginning. However, it is not clear that Chaucer was referencing the 1st of April, since the text of the Nun's Priest's Tale also states that the story takes place on the day when the sun, in the sign of Taurus, had... Bullshit.
I will say, just to jump in, love old porn names videos in the 1300s.
The vain cock Chanticleer is
tricked
by
fox since March began 32 days.
And two.
Stepcock.
A minxy fox tricked him.
Yes, cock Chanticleer is tricked by his step fox.
So it began to become a day that people, I think that was the beginning of it, though. The Canterbury Tales.
You read that it's not, that is not it. Are you April Fooling, man?
It started to grow. Okay, so in 1508, French poet Eloy d'Amabel referred to a Poisson d'Avril, April Fool, literally April's Fish, possibly the first reference to the celebration in France. Some writers suggest that April Fools originated because in the Middle Ages, New Year's Day was celebrated on the 25th March in most European towns, with a holiday that in some areas of France specifically ended on the 1st of April. And those who celebrated New Year's Eve on the 1st of January made fun of those who celebrated in other dates by the invention of April Fool's Day. So if you celebrate on April, it's because you're a fool.
Okay, got it.
So on and on, everybody is claiming that they invented it. The Dutch laid a claim. Friggin' Dutch.
It's a classic Dutch move to lay a claim to something that's
they colonized
not
it.
Yours.
Yeah.
Let's just say it's a classic Europe thing to lay a claim to something that just never belonged to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. So everybody was like, hey, this is fun. We all like calling each other idiots and fools and cocks. And so it's a thing.
Big cock Chanticleer tricks fox on March 32nd.
31 and 2.
31 and...
So, Satan, I've been thinking... For centuries now, actually.
Hit me with your thoughts, man.
And I've been thinking on this April Fool's Day, I've decided to let you back into heaven. What do you think?
What? Today?
I'm going to let you back.
I don't know what to say. This is so nice of you. Thank you so much, God.
Yeah. Just come on. Yeah, come on towards the door.
Yeah, I'll come. I'll walk.
April Fools!
Oh, ow! Hell yeah.
Slam the gate on you. Jesus, deploy the laser turrets. Just in case you get saucy.
Ow! Yeah, this is classic. We do this every year. I fall for it every time, but I love it. Yeah. I love being tricked, and I love a good trick.
All right, well, we had to get our April Fools out of the way. Now we can get on with the show, and it's a big show. We have a special guest stopping by later to celebrate. I think you will love Satan.
Who?
Genghis Khan.
No way. Yeah. What?
Yeah, you're like...
The Genghis Khan?
Genghis Khan.
I love that dude. He's great.
Yeah, he's like your idol, right?
Oh, he does such good stand-up. Yeah. Once he died and stopped, you know, ravaging half of the world, he got into stand-up. Like, more moth storytelling, if anything.
Right.
So I'm pumped to hear from him. Let's see how that goes.
He's a huge stand-up down in hell.
Huge.
He's got the authenticity. Like, he can speak from experience on a lot of stuff. That tracks. Oh, Genghis Khan, everybody. We'll talk to him later. Yeah. Our top story in the goddamn news today, Madison Cawthorn, you know him, Satan.
Do not know him.
Didn't you get him into Congress?
Yes, I did, actually. I just forget. They all blend together at a certain point.
Right, I know. All these names, Madison Cawthorn. It sounds like it was made up by a name generator for, like, Republicans.
Yeah.
Madison Cawthorn claims D.C. politicians actually invite him to their orgies. Did you know about this, Satan? There's orgies in Washington, D.C.
Of course, there's orgies in D.C.
But we can assume that, like, you know, he's not getting invited to the liberal orgies.
No, the liberal orgies. Well, the liberal orgies might try to throw him that way. Because in D.C., you know, the beauty of it is when you're in an orgy, you have no political party.
It's like, yeah, right. It's a metaphor for D.C. itself.
Yeah, it's Ted Cruz just sucking Nancy's ass, and everybody's watching.
Chuck Todd is just working two dongs at the same time.
It's wild. It's a beautiful cornucopia
of corruption.
And this guy's trying to blow the lid off of it. I'm like,
literally. So Cawthorn was chatting with some douche on some conservative podcast, and the host asked about the show House of Cards and whether it was truly representative of life in D.C., to which Madison replied, "The sexual perversion that goes on in Washington, being kind of a young guy in Washington where the average age is probably 60 or 70, I look at all these people, a lot of them who I've looked up to throughout my life, then all of a sudden you get invited to, like, well, hey, we're going to have kind of a sexual get-together at one of our homes. You should come."
I love this.
You should come, wink.
Well, how else do you invite somebody to an orgy?
Yeah, you got to work cum in there. So I wonder who it was between their 60s or 70s that invited him.
Yes, I love this. I mean, he's Republican. Mm-hmm. His heroes have to also be Republican. Mm-hmm. Between 60 and 70. So we're looking at a small portion of probably 300 potential men that it could be. A Republican between their 60s and 70s in Washington. That's basically everyone. Yes.
Yeah.
So good on him. He finally did something right.
They're not happy about this. Okay. The Republicans who clearly are suspected are they're not pleased with this. And they've made their displeasure known, such as what is his name? First, I want to talk about the thing where they said Coke.
This is great. Blow the lid open, man. I think this guy's got to get on TikTok and start talking about this.
Yeah, he said something about, like, they're doing keys of Coke.
Classic. You ain't never done a key of Coke?
Oh, yeah, and then Merriam-Webster, the dictionary, tweets definition of key bumps. Oh, key bumps. Following Madison Cawthorn's claim of cocaine use in orgies in D.C., Merriam-Webster, the dictionary, does not give a fuck. Okay? It jumps into all this shit.
No, they're killing it.
This is the crazy. This is another, you know, part of April Fool's is bring up all the ways our society has crazily crumbled. You got to think that Merriam-Webster now has a Twitter team of all Gen Zs that are on a Slack channel called Memes for Merriam-Webster.
I love that Merriam-Webster is in its Joker phase. I love this for you.
This is what we need, more Joker phases. Come on. Wendy's really started it. And now everybody's got a freaking Twitter team.
What did you do? So this goes on. What did you just ask me to come to? And then you realize they're asking you to come to an orgy. Some of the people leading on the movement to try and remove addiction in our country. And then you watch them do a key bump of cocaine right in front of you. And it's like, this is wild.
Dude, I love this kid. It's like he's finally realizing what everybody's been saying.
He said Republicans the quiet part out loud. You are the April Fool.
But I love this. I want more people to be talking about this shit. I love this. We should lift him up and be like, yes, please talking. We love you for talking.
We should try and get him on the God Pod.
Get him on the God Pod.
Tell us more about who was doing.
There's no way he's going to come on a podcast called the God Pod unless he thinks it's about God.
Tell us who was doing the key bumps, Madison. This is God. Stop playing with yourself, Madison. This is Jesus.
People who are accidentally whistleblowers, we got to lift up and praise.
To accidentally drop the lid on the fact that all of these condescending, insane, moral majority right-wing fucks are actually complete hypocrites. Shocker. Mm. But so he had to have a special meeting with McCarthy, the leader of the Republicans.
Classic.
And then McCarthy came out and said he doesn't know what cocaine is. Which is such another unintentional
joke.
That's
so funny. That's how they cover it up.
He doesn't know what cocaine is. This is cocaine.
Also, just like trying to deny it by going like, he actually doesn't know what cocaine is. Yeah, it's so funny to me. It's like, people are inviting me to the sex parties. We've talked. He does not know what sex is.
You think that's cocaine?
Yeah, that's so. That's wonderful.
Cocaine.
This is a great April Fool's. I'm loving this.
This is a great. It is a great April Fool's. He doesn't know what cocaine is. Bitch,
it's not that he was wrong and he's sorry. Is. How they're going to deny this is literally deny the reality of he does not know what drugs are. He was saying big words he did not understand.
I love the approach. Like he's just a noob. Yeah. You think that's cocaine? That's nothing. A key bump. Coming to
combos like this what makes us top 150, baby. And just a reminder, at any point during this conversation, you can get online and donate to any charity of your choice.
Yeah. And don't do cocaine.
Which one.
I don't think the humans should do cocaine.
Well,
no.
Don't do cocaine.
I'm a strictly weed. You got to have limits. You got to know your limits.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even recommend people drink.
Wow. Yeah. You're anti-drinking. Well, hold on, guys. Give us just 1 second. Just sidebar. God, you can't say that stuff. Let me cover for you.
April
hey,
Fools.
Hey, listeners. April Fools, God does not know what alcohol is. So you guys do whatever you want with alcohol.
Just within reason. Be careful out there. And remember, you can always donate. So
at any point you can donate to whoever or wherever.
Anything your heart desires. And then today I just saw this reporter, Julie Grace Brufke, talk to Representative Matt Gaetz.
Oh, our favorite.
Our biggest
April Fooler.
Who told her, I don't get invited to the same parties Madison Cawthorn does.
Yeah, he gets invited to the young ones. He invites himself to the 16 and 17 year old parties.
He only goes to birthday parties.
Quinceañeras.
Clowns. Wow. Shit is wild. I agree. Dude. It is pretty wild out there, Madison.
Dude, come on the God Pod. Let's chat. Let's get real. Like, I know. like, I'm going to lend a hand out there. I know you're probably very Christian and, like, worried about talking to somebody that goes by the name of Satan. But if you're talking about these wild parties, buddy, let's talk. We can go party for party. Let's dish. You're an American hero right now, accidentally revealing.
Or just go on other podcasts. Just keep telling, just keep spreading the truth.
Please. This is the message God is sending to you. Spread the truth. Keep spreading the truth, no matter what Republican stands in your way.
I like it when a little accidental truth spills out, you know?
Ugh, from young bloods.
He doesn't know what cocaine is.
I'm sorry, he does not know what cocaine is.
This is cocaine. All right.
Wow.
Oh, what do you think of the odds? We haven't had a chance to talk about what you did to Will Smith a week ago that no one has ever stopped talking about, and it's
hell yeah.
But
best April Fool's thing I could have done.
Denzel said that you know that you always come for someone.
Well, Denzel really kind of called me out there. Like he called out my biggest game move is when you're the highest. That's when Satan's like,
what? I just spent some time on you.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's true. Denzel's down. Denzel didn't lie. But you know, we both got invoked that night.
Oh yeah, you got all the good stuff.
God's vessel of love.
It was like, oh, Satan made me slap, but God actually made me slap because I was protecting my family. Like,
apparently, God's vessel of love is his right hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Anyway, wouldn't it be funny if they came out on April Fool's Day and they were like, ha ha, April Fools, there's still a chance to just make it go away, to fix the timeline.
Well, I don't know if you've been following all these Twitter accounts that are saying that it was faked.
Oh, for sure. No, there's a lot of people that think it's a conspiracy. They've already done like a JFK back and to the
love
left.
Love that.
Back love. And to the left. The magic slap. Yeah, there's been digitally altered photos. Wow, what a week it's been, Satan.
It's been wonderful. It's been trickery.
You've loved it. I've been
eating this shit up. I've been sitting eating spaghetti all week, just carbo loading because it's so fantastic.
Take a palooza. Anyway, let's read a review.
Okay. This review comes on Audible, which, just a reminder, you can donate and write to us on Audible at any time. Author James Hawkins. James gives us a rating of 5-star. The only podcast I listen to. It is always funny. I would recommend anyone listen. And the title of this one is The Best Podcast Available.
Yes. Thank you, yes. James. Thank you.
Jesus, cue celebration music. Woo! 3 years, baby. Here we go. We're killing it out there. Everybody come to that DC orgy we're throwing on April 4th.
Wait, what?
Show up in front of the Capitol. We're raging and orgying. It's about love and not hate this time.
Hell would be just a nonstop Republican orgy.
No, that they would enjoy it too much.
He doesn't even know what cocaine is. Hi, humans. You know my problem with edibles? Sometimes you get so high. It can be really difficult to control the dose. There's nothing worse than being baked out of your mind when you didn't plan on it. And you know, once you eat it, there's no going back. Sometimes that happens to me. I do too much. That's not a good feeling. You just sit there, stoned out of your mind. That's why, when I need the perfect medium high, I hit up my friends at Diet Smoke for their delicious Delta-8 THC gummies. So what exactly is Delta-8? Well, Delta-8 is simply a slightly less potent THC. The THC that you're probably most familiar with is Delta-9, and while both are natural to the cannabis plant, Diet Smoke extracts their Delta-8 from hemp. Some may call this a loophole. I call it the secret recipe to getting a smooth, stable, and most importantly, legal high. Now, you're probably asking yourself, does Diet Smoke really get you high? Of course! The high you get with Diet Smoke is best described as somewhere between the chillness of CBD and that classic stoned feeling you get with regular weed. Diet Smoke isn't light, it's just right. Plus, Diet Smoke comes in two delicious flavors, blue raspberry and watermelon. I like watermelon. But I say you should try them both. Each gummy is infused with 10 milligrams of Delta-8 THC derived from American-grown hemp. Also, Diet Smoke's Delta-8 gummies are low in sugar, fat-free, and delicious. Oh, and did I mention they're legal? So, when CBD isn't enough and traditional THC is too much, enjoy the smooth buzz of Diet Smoke. Use promo code GODPOD for 20% off your order. Go to DietSmoke.com and use the promo code GODPOD for 20% off your order. That's DietSmoke.com. Promo code GODPOD for 20% off. Diet Smoke's Delta-8 THC gummies are not for use or sale to people under the age of 21. Please use responsibly.
Before we continue with today's episode, we'd like you to go to thegodpodcast.com to learn more about everything that we do. Subscribe to our newsletter or our Patreon. Give us a review or follow us on social media. It's all there at thegodpodcast.com. When you join the God Pod Patreon, you'll get emailed the second a new episode is posted. Don't like ads in your God Pod? On Patreon, our episodes are ad-free. And the link to our Patreon is at thegodpodcast.com. There is so much fun waiting for you. Join today by visiting thegodpodcast.com. Again, that's thegodpodcast.com. Thanks, humans.
Well, let's move on to philosophy talk.
Love this.
I'm glad that you love it, Satan, because I love it too. Let's see. We had some quotes here that I collected about, you know, foolishness itself. In honor of April
like
Fool's
this.
Day.
Lots of Talmud.
Yeah, the Talmud speaks on this a lot.
Okay, the first one. You can educate a fool, but you cannot make him think.
That's kind of like you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Oh my gosh, rhyming.
It even rhymes.
All right,
we're putting something together. Good point, Talmud.
Thanks, Talmud. Hey, my guy Talmud, thank you so much for that one. We love hearing from the fans. Also from Talmud, it says, if silence be good for the wise, how much better for fools?
Huh. Wow. That's like, you know, fools never stop talking while the wise are being silent. And it's like, then the fools get all the likes and shares, yo.
Yo, wow.
And the other thing about this, I would say, Talmud, following up on your point, is that, like, you know, sometimes, like, the wisdom and the truth, it just doesn't go viral because it doesn't have that same sizzle that a lie has.
Yeah, lies are easy because you use, like, four words. Truth has to be explained.
Yeah, the truth is super complex and boring, and the lie, it just goes straight for your genitals. And you're like, okay, that's a pretty good point, wedge issue. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I love this. Thanks, Talmud. We love hearing from you. Please write back. Next up is one of our favorites, EGBL. That's Edward G. Bulwer-Lytton, who says, a fool flatters himself. A wise man flatters the fool.
Wow.
Damn. Damn, really.
You know, who I think of a fool that flatters himself a lot? I think of that Donald Trump guy.
Nice. Who's that?
Yeah. But a wise man flatters the fool.
Obama, when he compliments Donald Trump.
Why, wise man? Why?
I feel like this is like, now, I don't know if this quote holds up as much in our new world.
Yeah, you got to dunk on that fool. Don't take that shit.
Let's change. A fool flatters himself. A wise man dunks on a fool.
A wise man pities the fool.
Freaking posterizes him. Puts the fool on a poster. Nutbags him. Through the legs. Fool. Opens it up. Why?
Yeah. Mr. T knows what's up. All right. The next one. Any fool can make a rule, and any fool will mind it. By Henry David Thoreau. Famous pothead.
And famous podcaster. You guys can listen to Henry David Thoreau's podcast. He reviews bad movies.
Is that available on Earth yet?
Not yet. It's just hell. It's just on Auto Hell. You jump on
iHell.
iHell, yeah. It's great. This guy really takes his time.
He's got that great he's got that nice PBS voice too.
Yeah. Oh, he's great. Last week he interviewed Pete Davidson the whole time. Pete Davidson came down and great episode.
Huge get. Yeah.
Wow. Any fool can make a rule, any fool will mind it.
It's true.
Do I understand it? No. But do I love it? Yeah. Love wordplay.
All right,
next one.
Yeah.
GBS, George Bernard Shaw, a fool's brain digests philosophy into folly, science into superstition, and art into pedantry. Wow, this one hit. This one hit hard. Let's go it again. A fool's brain digests philosophy into folly, science into superstition.
Oh, that rings true.
Art into pedantry.
What's pedantry? I'm dumb.
It's like, it doesn't mean anything. It's watching the dog show. That's what I think of pedantry.
Wow.
It's like a contest, but not, doesn't matter. I'm going to look up the
definition. I feel like an April Fool for not knowing that word. But yeah.
Excessive concern with minor details and rules.
It's true, though. You look how they turn all science into superstition. Can't trust Dr. Fauci. And... yeah. Damn it, fools.
Yeah.
I don't pity the fool. I dislike the fool.
That's good. That's good.
God.
I dislike the fool.
Oh, we got another one from our boy Talmud.
Albert Talmud writing in again. We love to hear from the fans, man. Thank you. Thank you. This one says, never tell a fool that he is a fool. All you'll have is an angry fool.
Ooh.
Very true, Talmud. You really hit this one.
Yeah. It's like just.
If you could follow up with what you do tell a fool to stop talking, how do you get them to stop talking and listen?
Hmm.
So, Talmud, right back in, buddy. We'd love to have you on.
Maybe we should have an expert on Talmud.
That sounds good.
This is one is from Mae West. He who hesitates is a damned fool.
Damn, that's oof.
I feel like that means like
just raw fools.
Kiss the girl or something.
Take the shot, man. Yeah. Take the shot.
Good point, May. The wise does at once what the fool does at last by Baltazar Gracian. Oh, that hits.
Damn, my guy. Baltazar, longtime listener, first time writer. Baltazar hits us over the head with that one.
Yeah, and it kind of reminds me of that quote of like Americans always do the right thing, they just do it last.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Who said that?
I don't know. Let me read it. You read the next
Shaq,
one.
Shaquille O'Neal. People have discovered that they can fool the devil, but they can't fool the neighbor.
Wow.
What the fuck is this shit? Francis Bacon, take a seat, buddy. Take a seat. It's so much easier to fool a neighbor than it is to fool me.
Yeah, circling back to before, I did find out who said that. Of course, it was Winston Churchill who said, you can always count on the Americans to do the right thing after they have tried everything else.
Man had a way with words.
Yeah.
And a fat badonk. I'm ready to sexualize Winston Churchill.
He looked like a baby. All right. Next one comes from Albert Camus. He who despairs of the human condition is a coward, but he who has hope for it is a fool. Damn.
Damn. Where are we supposed to land, Albert? You gave us no ground to land in. I'm either a coward or a fool.
Wow. You know what, Satan? You win. Great job.
Yo, thank you. And congrats. And just a reminder, anybody can donate at any time. We're not saying you can't. We're saying you can. Let's move on to our next
batch of stories. Yeah.
I love this title.
So fucking metal.
Hell yeah. So, you want
to
jump?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this. So... first patient to communicate via brain implant asks to hear Tool album.
Love this.
He also asked for a beer. It's so nice that they found a way for, you know, a man with complete paralysis used brain waves to communicate. And he wanted, the first thing he wanted was to listen to some Tool.
I love that. Rock. It means that he's been thinking about Tool for so long.
He wanted to listen to it, the whole album, and loudly.
That's a celebration, man. Good for you. Love this. Love this. Love you. I love you. You want to go on a date or something? I love you.
Yeah. Good. It's
That's great.
It's nice.
That is so fucking metal and so fucking sweet. Sweet metal.
Good job, humans. Our next story, the House of Representatives in the United States is set to pass marijuana legislation on April Fool's Day.
Woo!
And I'm like, is this a trick? Are you really doing it?
Woo!
Or, you know what's going to happen? The Senate is going to be like, no.
As has everything happened in the last 2 years?
Yeah. Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema are going to be like, no. We don't like weed. Total buzzkills.
Absolute buzzkills. We were so excited when we got 50%. Mm-hmm. We got to 50 people and Joe Biden, we were all like, this is it. Mm-hmm. Little did we know we had sleeper agents. Mm-hmm. And not one Republican sleeper agent. We just needed one.
So let me get this straight. Are you saying you're a Democrat, Satan?
No, I'm not.
I swore you were a Republican.
Oh, I'm the People's Party of Independence, which is like the really conservative one.
Okay. I don't want to dig any more onto that.
No, please. Just know I can jump into it if you don't mind. What I am, you know, when I go into the orgies.
Bango dependent.
Yeah. I jump to the Republican. In real day to day, I'm all over the place. I'll jump from a libertarian to a communist, depending on what's funnier. You know?
Yeah. Depending on the issue. I hear that.
Exactly.
I hear that.
Like, I'll jump. If you need roads fixed, I'm a libertarian. Don't take my money. But if you want anything else, I'm a communist. Take it up with your local bureaucratic government, you know?
You're not really leaving them anywhere to land.
Yeah, exactly. Same. I'm making them a coward or a fool.
Coward or a fool.
I'm Albert Camus-ing their asses.
You just got Camus'd. Wow. You think that's cocaine? Ha! Well, the House, that's the thing, is like the Republicans are voting against the marijuana legalization.
Yes. They love that shit. They love voting against, which is this next one they also voted against, which is classic. House passes bill to limit cost of insulin $30 to $35 a month, which is fantastic news, you know, because right. I love my homies with a little bit of insulin problems. I love my homies. Hit me up.
You're diabetic, right, Satan?
Oh, I have everything. Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it's a good thing because people were paying like $400 a month.
Mm-hmm. Or more.
And people can't afford that shit. That's a crime. Okay.
Yes.
What they've been getting away with is criminal. But of course, there are Republicans very passionate about that as well. And their complaint is that this isn't free market capitalism. And we're just about to invent a cure for that anyway. Just wait. And it's like, can't you just do this in the meantime?
Ugh.
While they're allegedly going to have a cure very soon. Why would they cure something? Well, whatever. Now I'm going to sound like a...
No, say
it. It's hard to believe that they care about finding a cure for things when they can make so much money off of misery, right?
Yeah, the beauty of a capitalistic system, man. Beauty. And right now, I'm freaking...
There's no oversight.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Hell yeah.
If you or someone you know has been a victim of mesothelioma, this is a serious thing also. Anyway, evil, it's everywhere. They're making money off of people's pain. You can understand how people would be distrustful.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
You can understand it.
They're really trying to let's just get this one through, though. Let's please, please, God, get this one through.
I know. There's like a certain level of evil that Satan... and I feel comfortable with, you know, mm-hmm. it's like
I'm Joker energy.
It's the evil
blow up a hospital, but don't charge people too much.
Yeah. It's the evil cap on mm-hmm. that we try to keep. We're trying to stay under the cap, and humans just blow past it every day. Especially these corporations and Republicans, you evil bastards. But yeah, that would be at least something, right? If people didn't have to pay.
Super tight.
They should be getting it for free. Why do they have to?
Like all healthcare. See, this is where I become a freaking dummy,
thick-ass
communist.
Me, you, and Jesus are all in agreement on this, which is what's so crazy that the humans can't get on the same page.
Yeah.
Maybe there's someone more evil than you working with the Republicans.
Oh, there is.
Behind your back.
Yeah, there's a secret agent, and I can't go into detail about which one they are. But
maybe we should team up against this agency.
Ooh, I love a spinoff series.
It's a cult. Just think of think of it like a buddy cop film.
Uh-huh.
Me and you back to back, cradling our Smith & Wesson's sunglasses.
Dude, we gotta pitch this to TNT.
Dude.
They would love this shit.
God and Satan team up. There's some evil that's just too evil.
They would love this shit.
Yo, that shit hits.
They would love this shit, man. They love this shit.
Good cop, bad cop. Except I'm the bad cop.
And I'm the fool. That's the pitch. Wow. Good cop, bad cop. Except God's the bad cop. And Satan's the funny fool.
There is no good cop, right?
Writes itself.
Bad cop, bad cop. Well,
all right.
We have some more goddamn news for you because there's just been a lot that's happened.
Hit it.
This first one here, people are floored over the $140,000 Oscar swag bags for celebrities. So while everybody's talking about, you know, Slapgate, the slap heard around the world, and all the things about that, it's just interesting to notice or to note the things that they got. Okay, $140,000 worth of goods. As this person on Twitter says, losing my mind over the items in the nominee's gift bag this year. We truly are peasants to these people. Let me just read some of the things. Okay, these are the gift bags given to Steven Spielberg, Will Smith, and other Oscar nominees. The most expensive item in this year's bag is a $50,000 three-night stay at Turin Castle in Scotland, inspired by Denzel Washington's Best Actor nomination for The Tragedy of Macbeth. Guests who accept the offer will have full access to the 17th century castle, complete with butler service and a bagpiper welcome when they arrive.
Wow.
A $12,000 celebrity arms liposuction procedure from cosmetic surgeon Dr. Thomas Su.
Ugh, thank God.
The title of Lord or Lady of Glencoe, along with a small plot of land in Scotland.
That's insane.
$25,000 worth of home renovations from Los Angeles-based Maison Construction. An assortment of flavor-wrapped popcorn packages from Opopop. That actually sounds like not as expensive.
It sounds like $13.
But it's probably super expensive. Up to $10,000 worth of treatments and rejuvenation procedures from Dr. Konstantin Vasyukovich. Rejuvenation.
Constantine.
Rejuvenation. What are you rejuvenating? None of my business. A $15,000 four-night stay for two at the Golden Door Luxury Resort and Spa in Escondido, California.
Escondido.
Escondido. Yeah, this is a typo. Yeah, I read what's written, folks. It says Escondico. I knew it was wrong, and I read it anyway. A small batch tea gift set from Oprah approved the Chai Box. A $1,200 life coaching session with wellness expert Coyote Joseph. Do these assholes...
They got Coyote?
Do these dumbasses actually believe in life coaching?
Yeah, it's huge, man. I was a life coach for a little bit, and I saw a life coach for a little bit.
Every life coach I ever met had the most fucked up life possible.
Well, that's how they coach you through it. They go, look, man, I fucked up.
I've been through some shit.
Don't do
that. That makes me Yoda now.
Yeah, well, this is great.
Yeah.
So God, what are you giving to us for our 3-year anniversary?
What do you want?
I want $140,000 worth of swag.
I don't have that, okay? I'm not like,
just
you know.
Give us an assortment of candy, man. Just give us an assortment.
I'll give you the Opo Pop popcorn thing. I'll look into that, okay?
Opo Pop. And just a reminder to anyone.
Maybe
at any point you could donate.
Maybe the genital rejuvenation. We'll see.
Oh, I love that. They need some work down there. After that last DC orgy, wild.
Who dug it? All right, next story. Justice Department widens January 6th inquiry to more pro-Trump figures. And now, what does that mean? Who cares? Nothing's ever going to happen, right? Well,
feels like it.
Well, if that's how it feels like it, but the Justice Department is more serious than, let's say, the January 6th committee.
Yes, but the Justice Department now has somebody interesting. Interestingly enough, one of the top judges in the world, in America's wife, was found to be helping plan January 6th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What
about talking about our good old boy Clarence Thomas' wife, mm-hmm. who I don't know the name of, mm-hmm. hashtag sexism.
Ginny. She's going to be so sad.
Ginny Weasley.
She's going to be so sad that Satan didn't know her name.
Yeah. She was found to be texting.
I know. I'd gone off on this, okay, with Jesus last week. Like, this should be the thing that everybody is tweeting about with their takes.
Yes.
But because there's not a video, it just doesn't get through. And,
they're just so bad at distilling information in a way that gets people motivated to talk about it.
And it was found that there was a 7-hour gap in Trump's phone call records on January 6th.
Don't we love that?
That's insane.
There, people are like, so he wasn't calling for 7 hours? No, that's not what that means.
Did you hear anybody say that?
I think people are just like, okay. I don't know what that means.
Right,
whatever.
Right, whatever. Like the president gets to just stop taking calls for 7 hours. He was Netflix and chilling.
We just got to keep on blowing this wide open. We need people to be talking.
He was insurrectioning it. He was just chilling and watching his insurrection and just jacking off. Anyway, people should not ever let it go. Okay, that the Supreme Court is corrupt. And have you seen Nancy Pelosi has been throwing some shade on it? Because that's all
they
can do.
I love when Nancy Pelosi throws shade because she's not doing anything else.
But that's literally all they can do.
Yeah.
Apparently, because she's there for life. The Republicans are not going to vote him out. The Justice Department, believe it when we see it. I don't know, Satan. We're going to have to talk to, we should get on the pod.
I mean,
Lady Justice. So I can just be like, what the fuck?
Yes. Well, to quote one of our homies, Talmud, never tell a fool he's a fool. All you'll have is an angry fool. It looks like we got a couple angry fools at the top.
Hey. Forget about it. All right. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. We'll keep an eye on it. Fingers crossed, everybody. Chris Wallace said life at Fox News became unsustainable. Chris Wallace, who was on Fox News for 20 years, quit earlier this year. And now in an interview said the reason was because basically they got too insane. To which I say, what the hell are you talking about? I watched the other years you were there. It was like crazy the whole time. That's it.
Yeah. We should get him on the pod.
We should. We'll get him and Madison same day.
Oh, that'll be fun. And we'll let him ask Madison really good questions.
Right.
And then we'll get to top 140.
Speaking of misinformation, a huge study was released this week, and it showed that ivermectin does not reduce risk of COVID hospitalization.
Jesus, cue sound effect. 3, 2, 1. No shit. Dun, 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 no shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you didn't need a big study to realize that, right?
Right. I think we pretty much said that the whole time. And but I didn't stop a lot of people out there in the America and the world thinking that it worked, which they based on absolutely nothing but the word of absolutely insane podcast hosts. Now, I have to tell you, you should take everything you hear with a grain of salt, whether that be from a trusted source such as God, yours truly, or Satan, or any other douchebag out there. Anything you hear in general, just think a little bit harder on it. Just don't say, okay, I'm going to go eat horse paste now. I don't trust Dr. Fauci. I don't trust CDC. But Joe Scumbag said that I should eat horse paste, so I will. What is wrong with humans? The stupid is too high. Well, we're going to have a real scientist on this podcast.
A real one?
This month. That's right. We're going to have epidemiologist Eric Fageldane. All right. Well, we've covered a lot of news stories today, right, Satan? We covered a lot of ground, from microplastics to ivermectin, from the Supreme Court to Oscar swag bags. Insulin, legalized marijuana.
We really hit it all. But wait, wasn't somebody supposed to come today?
Orgies.
Didn't you say Genghis Khan is showing up?
Oh, right.
When's he showing up?
Genghis Khan. Well,
I was so pumped for his moth story like stand up.
He's not
Mike Birbiglia shit.
It was an April Fool's joke.
Khan!
Yes, that was a Star Trek 2 joke.
Woo! Or, we did it.
We did it. High five. It's time for Bless, Smite, and Second Coming.
I'll start. Things we liked. Love Talmud.
Mm.
Talmud was hitting us left and right today.
Talmud has so many quotes on fools.
Yes, so many quotes on fools. It's like he was just like, I gotta rip these fools apart.
Pity the fool.
And then I'm going to smite the idea of people not doing anything, even though Trump and Clarence Thomas's wife and everything had a huge plan to try to overthrow the American government. And don't get me wrong, on any other day, Satan loves that shit. But man, this shit bothers me right from the tip of my head to the bottom of my toes.
Some things are just too unjust even for Satan.
Yes. Isn't that crazy? And Second Coming, you know I want more Second Comings of the time Madison Cawthorn has been approached to second come in an orgy.
More accidental orgy.
Reveal more shit, Madison. This is what you're only sent here to do one thing, and it's to reveal all this shit. So keep on going, my guy. Keep on going. I got your back.
Well, I would like to bless the young man who requested Tool and a beer, and the fact that, you know, they were able to give him the ability to do that is nice. I would like to bless all of you out there who have donated to various good causes, of which I will match dollar for dollar if I agree with you. I would also like to bless Talmud for bringing it today.
Hell yeah. He brought it. He was the third host.
Uh-huh. I would like to smite. Wow. Republicans, as always.
Nice, easy answer on April Fools. Just a nice little layup, dribble up Republicans.
I mean, just they're touched on all these stories. Misinformation.
I don't disagree. I love an easy, you know, getting points in.
I could say that every week and it would be true. It's just, why are you against reducing the cost of insulin? How is that not evil? I don't understand. Second Coming. oh, more accidental truth, like you said. But yeah. beyond that, more statements from McCarthy, from Republican leaders, just being like, you don't know drugs.
He has no idea what an Eiffel Tower is.
He thinks he knows what cocaine is because he knows the word keep up.
He has no understanding of 69 position.
Madison, I've been in this town for 20 years. yeah, more accidental truth spilling out. You know, that's we love that. All right, it's time for your new commandment. Thou shalt stop making so much fucking plastic.
Preach.
By 2050, there will be more plastic in the oceans than fish.
Ugh.
You're all eating an entire credit card's worth of plastic every week, according to this article I just read. That's insane, damn it. Damn it, humans, cut the shit. The Lord has spoken.